next speech. Tanya Feinlein, San Antonio. I recall her well as a student. She left the law school about 12 years ago and started practicing in San Antonio with Art Bairn and Jim Acock, longtime outstanding lawyers. But then something happened. Bairn and Acock and Tanya moved over to Langley and Bannock, still in San Antonio. Tanya's been very, very active in the Estate Planning Council in San Antonio in reptile activities, and increasingly in giving programs like this with CLA. We really like to encourage this kind of thing, and delighted to have Tanya with us this morning to talk about estate planning for ranch owners. Tanya.
All right. Good morning, everyone. So I'm going to be talking to you today about estate planning for ranch owners. So my practice is based out of San Antonio, and my law firm is pretty much a regional one that stretches from central Texas, New Braunfels, to south all the way down to Eagle Pass. So we're kind of sandwiched between the ranches of the Hill Country and the ranches of South Texas, which are typically over Eagle Ford shale money. So a pretty high percentage of my clients are ranch owners of varying sizes and types. In the Hill Country, typically these are recreational ranches. In South Texas, they are typically multi-generational ranches that often are really dependent on oil and gas revenue to support not only the ranch operations, but also their owners' lifestyles. But regardless of the type of ranch or overall wealth of the client, my threshold questions in the planning process are generally going to be the same. And I think that really these questions are as fundamental for planning for a ranch owner as asking whether they are married or have kids. Because once you have the answers to these questions, you're going to be in a much better position to evaluate possible planning strategies as well as income and transfer tax considerations. So that first question is, does the ranch produce sufficient income to meet its expenses as they arise? This one, in many cases, pretty rare, I've found in Texas. Second question is, does the client intend for the ranch to be liquidated at some point, or do they intend for it to be passed down multiple generations in perpetuity to the extent possible? And the third question is the ranch capable of partition? I'd also note at this stage that many of the planning considerations I'm going to be talking about throughout this talk also apply to family lake houses, beach houses, river houses, some types of recreational or vacation homes, with the primary exceptions being that those types of properties cannot be partitioned typically just because of their size, and some of the statutes addressing liability protection for agricultural land are not going to apply. So I see income production and cash flow as threshold issues because they're going to impact the types of strategies that are going to be available. So for example, if the ranch has very little or no income production, I know that it's not going to be a good candidate for an installment sale to an intentionally defective grantor trust unless we have substantial other income-producing assets that we're transferring into that trust. If it produces a lot of royalty income and that income is currently needed to meet the ranch's cash flow needs, I know that we're going to need to address this if the estate plan separates the ownership of the surface from the surface from the ownership of the mineral estate. And this might be done for a variety of reasons. For example, maybe the minerals are being split between all three children equally at death, but the surface estate is just going to one child, or maybe we are separating the surface estate from the mineral estate into two different entities for liability protection planning reasons. So identifying the sources of income also will typically allow you to identify the primary sources of liability risks. So for example, if the ranch is producing income through hunting leases or grazing leases, you're going to know that you're going to have to address that liability protection issues in those contexts.